Want more great job search tips and advice? Head to 5strengths.com/webinar to register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. In this free webinar, I'm presenting my best strategies for your successful job search. Again, register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search at 5strengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hello, I'm Amy L. Adler, executive resume writer of 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts and the host of Your Job Search Coach podcast. Thanks for joining me today. Today, I want to tell you what I have overheard at networking events that I have been to. Although the words aren't the same, the fundamental concept is something like, "Hello, nice to meet you. What are you doing here?" When you present yourself in a networking event or an interview, if you cannot tell exactly who you are and why you're relevant to a listener's needs, you have failed. You failed to make yourself memorable, and you failed to explain why you are taking the valuable time of your new contact. So listen on to learn the top 3 ways to ensure your interviewer or new networking contact understands exactly why you're sitting in front of them. Number 1, your 60-second introduction is 10 seconds long. Your future hiring executive has limited time and resources to figure you out. If you cannot tell your person in 10 seconds or less why you are relevant and valuable, you will have lost this person's attention and maybe for good. Practice a short message that includes what you do, for whom you do it, and in what context. Practice, practice, and practice it again. Learn it so well that you have it memorized and can deliver it with a smile. When you do deliver this message to an important audience, wait for the reaction. You'll know from this person's comments whether you should explain your needs or address his, furthering the conversation beyond the introduction. Number 2, your extended message should reflect your potential contribution to a particular company based on the company research or industry research or anything else that you might find relevant to your specific audience. Your subsequent message should reflect your audience, not you. What would this person need to know about the ways you can solve the problems they're facing right this minute? You should have a good sense of what those issues might be based on the research you've completed prior to your interview. If you do not know specifically what the key problems this particular executive is facing, you absolutely can ask what issues keep this person up at night. You might be surprised by the person's candor, and this can spark a complex conversation in which you offer your own brand of solutions. Number 3, keep lines of communication open. Particularly when you have been invited to continue the discussion, keep the lines of communication open beyond the specific networking event at which you are attending. If you see something interesting in the news that might be relevant to the needs of this future hiring executive, pass it along with a short note. Follow this person on LinkedIn and other key social media in which this hiring team participates. Every now and then, like or retweet the posts or comment on them in a relevant way. Then, when you see these individuals at future networking events, you will have maintained a long-standing connection with them that turns these new connections into real contacts. By following these 3 simple techniques, no one will ever question why you are at a networking event, what you have to offer, or how you can help them in the future. So thanks again for listening to this very short episode of Your Job Search Coach. I invite you to subscribe to this podcast at 5strengths.com/iTunes or 5strengths.com/Stitcher. If you have any questions that you think I can answer for you on this podcast, please message me at aadler@5strengths.com. I will feature your question in my next podcast. Thanks again for listening, and see you next time.